In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So the number one rule, the art of memory, the art of learning is the art of attention. The art of learning is the art of attention. And really, that's where observation, that's where presence comes in. And so I'm going to be sharing with you some of my favorite strategies and states to be able to learn any subject or skill faster. Here's the key, do this. Information, do this, put your hands out. Information combined with emotion becomes a long-term memory. Long-term memory. How many people know this? How many people, you hear a song and it'll take you back to when you're a child? Raise your hand. How many people, it's not a song, but maybe it's a fragrance or a food that will take you back decades? Because information combined with emotion became a long-term memory, right? Because we're not logical, we're what? We don't do things logically all the time. We do things what? Emotionally, right? Because we're not logical, we're biological. We're not logical, we're biological. And so what I want to talk about is how to unlock what we call your super brain. I'm going to talk about the states, these emotional states where the best of you shows up automatically, where you don't have those limits. Now, in my breakout, I'm going to talk about the strategies, how to read faster, how to remember names, step by step, how to learn another language. Those are the strategies. But you always start with state. Everyone wants to write this down. All learning is state dependent. All learning is state dependent. That the emotional state that you feel when you're learning something gets anchored to the learning. Does that make sense? By the way, what was the state that you felt back in school? Primarily, how did you mostly feel in class? Bored, and the other class, the other half of the class is like confused, right? Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, what's boredom? 0. Anything times 0 becomes what? 0. And that's why a lot of people don't remember what they learn. It's the emotional state. Does that make sense? We said that children are the fastest learners, right? That they have this curiosity and they play all the time. Now, it's been shown in science, the research, by playing more actually creates neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. What's neurogenesis? New growth, new brain cells. How many people like the idea of creating more new brain cells? What about neuroplasticity? What does that mean? More connections. So intelligence, in a way, is not necessarily... Like, Einstein didn't have a bigger brain than anyone here. Probably, it was actually less. He had a smaller brain. But in certain areas of his brain, he had highly connectedness. He did these thought experiments where he would put himself in these brainwave states, specifically theta state, the theta state of creativity. That's the state that you're in when you shower. How many people notice when you're showering, you come up with all these wonderful ideas? And it's always when you can't write something down, right? And so... that's the theta state. That's a relaxed state of creativity. You're inspired. You come up with new ideas. New things come out of you, right? And I actually took 6 showers this morning just to prepare for this presentation. And so he had more connections in certain areas. And so you could promote that by playing more. I'm going to give you 6 keys to learn anything faster. You can write these down. I want you to remember, be fast. Be fast. 6 keys to learn any subject or skill faster. Now, I want you to think about, if you could learn any subject or skill faster, what would it be? Whether it's martial arts or it's Mandarin, whether it's music or marketing, there are subjects that we're interested in, right? And we live in this expert economy, and we want to be knowledgeable about things, because knowledge is not only power, knowledge is profit, right? And so, how do you access those things? So I want you to remember, be fast. And just 6 quick tips on how to just sensitize you. Now, every single one of these things, you're going to understand, because you're studied. And me, as your super brain coach, if you will, I want to be your personal trainer for your brain, for your mind. I want to make it faster, sharper. So the B in be fast stands for believe. Because if you believe you can or believe you can't, either way, what? You're right. Who said that? Henry Ford said that, right? If you believe you can or believe you can't, either way, you're right. Let me show you what a belief is. Stand up real quick. Stand up. Notice where your feet are. I want you to keep your feet stationary the entire time. And what I want you to do is with your right hand, just point forward with your right hand. And what I want you to do is, without moving your feet, just turn to your right, clockwise, as far as you could go, and notice where you're pointing. Come back center. Now put your arms down. Now I'm going to take you through a really quick visualization exercise. So take a deep breath, exhale, and close your eyes. Put your arms by your side, out of your pockets, by your side, and breathe normally. And with your eyes closed, we're going to play a game. I want you just to imagine that you're raising your arm again, but this time imagine you're turning twice as far. Feel that in your body. And if you can't imagine it, just imagine that you're imagining it. Just in your mind, see and feel yourself turning three times as far.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Just feel it in your body with your arms by your side. Just imagine turning around three times. And then one more time with a smile on your face, thinking, what does this have to do with learning faster? See and feel yourself turning four times around in your body. See and feel yourself turning four times around like you're Gumby, like you're made out of rubber. Great, great stretch. All right, open your eyes. Now, raise your arm again, point forward with your right hand. Now turn to your right now, as far as you can now go. Raise your hand or make some noise if you went further a second time. Some of you went 25% further, some of you went 50% further. Now here's the magic question, right? That you know I'm gonna ask you even before I ask it. Were you physically capable of turning that far the first time? Like nobody took a yoga class and my eyes were closed, right? You're physically capable of it. Where was the block or the limitation, if there was one? In your mind, right? In your mind. And you're like, Jim, I didn't have a belief on how far I could turn. How many beliefs do you think we have? Millions and zillions of beliefs, right? Because here's what you want to write down. All behavior is belief driven. Some of you went 25, 50% or more. What if you could go 25, 50% more in your business? That effortless. What if you could go 25, 50% even more in your body or in your relationship? Did you work harder the second time? When you turn the second time, yes or no? No, because it's a state, right? So behavior, so belief. So B is believe. Believe you can, believe you can. Now the E, I'm gonna go through these really fast, is exercise. Exercise. And what I mean by this is I mean physical exercise. Because your brain, the primary function of your brain is to control your movement. As your body moves, your brain grooves. So as your body moves, your brain grooves, that's exercise. So if you wanna change your state, exercise and movement is key. The F-A-S-T. If you want to learn any subject or skill faster, the F is to forget. Forget. And what do I mean by that? A lot of people don't learn faster because they feel like they know it already. I'm going back to chronological age, but it's not chronological age, it's really the age of your mind and your heart. A lot of people don't learn because they haven't emptied their cup. Does that make sense? That you hear all these cliches, but there's truth in every cliche, that your mind is like a parachute, it only works when it's what? It's open. So this is the beginner's mind, right? So you wanna forget about anything else than what you're learning here, temporarily. The A in FAST, so that's the curiosity state, right? The A in FAST stands for active. The active part is learning is not a spectator sport. Learning is not a spectator sport. The human brain and the mind doesn't learn consuming information, it learns through creating it. Your mind doesn't learn based on consumption, it learns through creation or co-creation in this state. So you have to be active. You take notes, you ask questions, you participate in it. How many people believe what you put in is what you get out? Right, so you're active. The S in FAST stands for state. So this is emphasizing the state, that all learning is state dependent. All learning is state dependent. I never wanna learn in a bored state, right? Most people, like when they read, they're in a bored state. How many people, you read a page in a book, get to the end, just forget what you just read? And you go back and you reread it, and you still don't know what you just read because you're in that bored state. How many people use reading as a sedative? Like you have this token book that's been inside of your bed for an embarrassingly long period of time. But if your state that you have associated to this activity called reading is falling asleep or a zero, anything times zero is what? Is zero. And people wonder why they don't remember what they read. So control your state. Finally, the T in FAST and Be FAST stands for teach. Teach. I recommend that throughout this entire gathering and beyond, you learn with the intention of teaching it to somebody else. Does that make sense? If you had to teach this to somebody when you got back home, your team, your family, your friends, would you learn it differently? Yes or yes? Would your focus be better? Yes or yes? Would you ask better questions? Would you take better notes? Right? So you learn with the intention of teaching to somebody else. All right? So the B stands for what? Let's do this fast. Be fast. B stands for believe. Believe you can, believe you can't, you're right. The E stands for what? Exercise. As your body moves, your brain grooves. The F stands for what? Forget. Beginner's mind. Your mind's like a parachute. It only works when it's open. The A stands for what? Active. Because learning is not a spectator sport. The S stands for what? State. All learning is state dependent. And finally, the T is what? Teach. Because when you teach something, you get to learn it twice.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.